It's a routine traffic stop for the Pensacola Police Department.
Do you have your driver's license registration available?
I do.
Okay. I pulled you over because you were exceeding the speed limit.
Yeah, I'm trying to get my daughter from school, man. I'm running late.
Okay.
But not all stops go the way officers or the public expects. Police and public interactions have been under scrutiny as more departments across the country require video surveillance of officers, first with vehicle-mounted dash cams and more recently, body-worn cameras, or BWCs. Activists, politicians, media outlets, and academics have long advocated the use of BWCs to improve transparency and accountability for officers in their daily work and in controversial cases. But a recent study by researchers at the University of West Florida and Florida Atlantic University sought to find out how law enforcement leadership felt about the technology. Dr. Matthew Crowe, chair of UWF's Criminology and Criminal Justice Department, was one of the researchers on the project.
Yeah, it's when I discovered that there really was not a lot of research out there examining police officer perceptions, administrative staff perceptions, or even the impact of body-worn cameras. Yet there was a big movement in the public and in the media to start implementing body-worn cameras. So that led us to start thinking about ways that we could contribute to the research literature.
In March 2015, surveys were distributed to law enforcement leadership in a sample group. 50% of those surveyed said they supported the use of body-worn cameras, with another third of respondents being undecided.
Probably the biggest finding that we uncovered was that the command staff, over 50% of them were in favor of or supported the use of body-worn cameras in their department.
Pensacola Police Department Assistant Chief Tommy Leiter agrees. He was the driving force behind the Pensacola Police Department's adoption of the technology.
On a good day, it's a tough job. I do think that the body cameras make that easier for them. Oftentimes, I think with the body camera, people are generally going to behave a little bit better. I think it helps them build better cases. You know, it's unfortunate that we've reached a point in time where that is, more of a necessity.
Leiter's biggest concern is the use of out-of-context videos and the possible misperceptions they could create.
You have a 15, 20-year police officer who does great police work and has for 20 years, and then he's caught off guard, or we're human beings, and sometimes, you get into an emotional situation, a fight, or even an argument or something, and he says something he probably shouldn't have said. He's going to be judged on that small portion, and that's what most people are going to see. So it is something that I worry about. There's not a lot that you can do about it. We just try to train officers to be vigilant.
The survey echoed Leiter's concerns, with 60% of those surveyed agreeing that the media will use data from body-worn cameras to embarrass or persecute police. But Crowe said that law enforcement leadership also saw the advantages.
They had some concerns about how the media would use footage from body-worn cameras. But they generally also thought that there could be some benefit to body-worn cameras for police officers in doing their job.
A new round of surveying has already begun to assess the opinions of body-worn cameras. In this traffic stop, caught on a body cam, there's only evidence of a pleasant interaction between the police and public.
Do me a favor.
What's that?
Slow down.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a warning today. Right. Make it to the kids. I know you're running late, but just slow down. Okay. All right? Speed limit is 35, not 54.
Okay,
was it done before? Yeah, that would have been an expensive ticket.
Yeah.
All right, slow down for me. Have a good day.
Okay, you too.
For the Center for Research and Economic Opportunity and WUWF, I'm Mike Inslee.